It's 6:04. From WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges. Ahead of the holidays, ground workers for Southwest Airlines want the company to end lengthy contract negotiations and raise wages. WGCU's Ashley Lopez reports a small group of union members picketed at Southwest Florida International Airport in Fort Myers today.
Because of me!
Back to life free!
Because of me!
About half a dozen ground workers gathered at RSW during their time off. The group is just one of 17 protests taking place in airports around the country, including Orlando, Nashville, Denver, Seattle, and San Diego. Andrew Almanzo is an employee with Southwest Airlines and a local union representative. Almanzo says workers are asking the airline, which has been in contract negotiations since 2011, to raise wages, improve benefits, and hire more people. But he says in 3.5 years, nothing has happened.
The only thing that we're asking for is a good contract, a fair contract. Since Southwest started, there's been nothing but profits. There's never been a year where we lose money. We've made money every single year. So we're all putting it into the pie. It's not just the people behind a computer, and it's not just like us, the ground workers. It's every single person. So we're just asking for a fair contract.
Almanzo says he thinks the airline's failure to reach a compromise with workers could end up hurting consumers during the busy holiday season. He says the company has been adding flights without hiring more people, which is causing delays and putting strains on staff. A spokeswoman for Southwest said in a statement that, quote, informational picketing is a common practice during negotiations and will not impact our operations. The company's statement also says the union members picketing have, quote, the highest pay rates in the industry. Both sides blame each other for how long the contract negotiations are taking. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.